We sit and we wonder and we wait for the discard. We wait for the cluster B to recast us. But why can't we recast them? Welcome to this podcast of My Inner Torch. Recasting after a discard. Well, we know that cluster Bs do that. They monkey branch. What does monkey branch mean? It means that they are already looking for another person while they are with you. So essentially they're monkey branching from one relationship to the next after they've discarded you. But what about us? We talk a lot about the cluster B. We immerse ourselves into their lives. We essentially put our energy into them, and we spend hours and days and months and even years trying to make them better, trying to make our relationship better. But when do we ever think about discarding them? Now, I will say this. I've always said in all of my podcasts, almost 130 of them, that I'm not an armchair quarterback. I'm not going to sit here and tell you that you should leave your cluster B or difficult person. But I do want to present you with the thought of why you are staying, or why am I staying in this relationship, waiting for the ultimate discard, continuing to suffer at their hand, and not us thinking about what we can do to make our lives better. And that may not necessarily mean moving to another relationship. That may not mean monkey branching to another relationship, but it could mean that we see some finality. I did a podcast called Writing the Final Chapters, and I am in the midst of doing that. I will be honest with you that I have been planning and thinking about what my life looks like beyond my marriage of over 20 years. Because there has to be some finality. I've talked about this in a lot of podcasts, that how long do you want to put up with it? Understand that it's going to go on pretty much for time in perpetuity until one of you makes a change. It could be the cluster B, or it could be you. Frequently, it is the cluster B. Now, in many occasions, it can be you deciding, you know what, enough is enough. Now, the verbal abuse has turned into physical abuse. Now, I'm concerned about my life, so to speak, and things can escalate into that direction, especially if there's physical abuse involved or the threats thereof. Okay, could happen. But if you are really struggling emotionally, and feeling ill physical effects as a result of being with this person who I will say might be a cluster B, or at least we can say is a difficult person, then it really is up to you to decide whether you wish to recast the cluster B. Because eventually, somewhere down the line, there is a very high probability that they're going to recast you. They will start their story over again. It's basically cyclical when it comes to a cluster B. They follow patterns. I've seen those patterns in my wife's previous life before she married me. They follow a distinct pattern through relationships and through marriages. And then they repeat themselves all over again. So if you're part of that cycle, you have to decide whether or not this is something you wish to continue with, because you have to exercise free will. It really is up to you. Think about it. You can only control what you can control, and that would be your part in the relationship. So again, I'm not sitting here saying that, well, you know, just leave them. I can be an armchair quarterback. I can be an armchair psychologist. Wannabe psychologist, wannabe therapist, and tell you, look, if you're being abused, just get out. I understand that there are technicalities, as there are in my own marriage and relationship, that I can't just say, well, I'm just going to up and go next week and you should do the same. But you do need to turn inward. Frequently, we lose our identity in these relationships, and we forget who we are, and we forget that we're not happy, and then it's almost like a rubber band effect, because eventually it kind of snaps back, and we are reminded of how miserable we are, and how this person doesn't make us happy, and how this person doesn't provide us with any fulfillment other than wanting them to be something that they just are not. And that's something I cannot stress to you more firmly. Chances are the person you thought they are, they aren't. And that's really difficult. And that's what holds us in a lot of these relationships, because we believe that somehow, some way, through our efforts, we can reinvent them, bring that person back, raise them from the dead to be the person that they were initially. And chances are, outside of breadcrumbing and maybe some love bombing because they may feel insecure in the relationship, they will not go back to who they were because they weren't. And that's another podcast that I did some months ago. They can't be who they aren't. You can't fix what you didn't break. Another podcast. And you will not fix them. You will not persuade them. Maybe for a brief moment you will, about how great you are and how you're sticking in on the relationship. But they're just going to continue to be who they are. And at the end of the day, you're left with the confusion, wondering whether or not you can bring them back to a certain stage, giving them just unlimited emotional allowances and allowing them to exist in the relationship, take over the relationship, drive the relationship. And you really need to ask yourself, what are you getting out of the relationship? How are you feeling as a result of this relationship? So, do cluster Bs recast? Yes, they do. Do they move on to other people? Yes, they do. Do they monkey branch? Yes, they do. Do they leave people like you and me in the dust, wondering why they did what they did? They sure do. So you have to think about what you can do to make your life better. And if that means recasting them, great. Again, I'm not suggesting that you monkey branch. I don't think that's healthy in any shape or form. There has to be healing. You have to catch yourself and understand why you have a propensity to be in relationships like this. Because if you think back, chances are this isn't the first cluster B you've been with. Chances are you may see patterns in your relational way of being. Think about it. Look at yourself and turn inward. See the mistakes you may have had and that you may have made, and take onus for them. That's the first step in healing, in seeing the lay of the land the way that it is. Because if you don't, well, then unfortunately, you're no better than they are. Both of you are just blindly going through this repetition, compulsion, this cycle of abuse, and you're putting up with it. And again, we talk about, why are you listening to this podcast? Maybe you're seeking validation. Maybe you're trying to understand your feelings. Maybe you're trying to take some solace from other people's pain. I understand it. I get it. I do it as well. But you have to hold yourself accountable. MyInnerTorch@gmail.com. I always enjoy hearing from you. Always enjoy hearing your feedback. I do appreciate you leaving a review on whichever podcast platform you happen to be listening to My Inner Torch on. It does help spread the word. It helps other people understand themselves, understand their circumstance, and know that they aren't alone. I will continue to upload new episodes each and every Friday at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, and I do appreciate your support. Thank you for listening. Be well, and in whatever you do, be good. This has been My Inner Torch.